am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that is Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Listen.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live after a week-long hiatus to today's broadcast this Monday, August 21st, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic, we'll get into that a little bit today. And Let's start by talking about the fires. Everywhere is on fire in the Pacific Northwest, and every year is another record fire year. Is that just a coincidence? My question is rhetorical in nature, as I'm sure you know. I think what is happening at this point is that more and more people are realizing that there is something happening. Just average, ordinary folks are realizing and sort of waking up to the fact that this is war. We're at war, and the uncomfortable truth, the uncomfortable reality is probably that the enemy is as much within as without, despite the efforts to gaslight us on that fact and tell us that, you know, our enemy is somewhere across some ocean. So, what's going on with the fires? What if the fires were not accidental or coincidental? Jimmy Dore did a video titled, "How Did the Devastating Maui Fires Really Start?" 5 days ago. A lot of people have talked, you know, there have been parallels drawn between the Paradise, California fire and what happened in Maui, for example. If you saw any of the photos and the footage, people are asking questions, you know, it was awfully strange what happened. And there are a number of things I could get into on the Maui fires. But, you know, one of the things that people noticed, I think, was that it was very peculiar that, for example, you had a building that was burned to powder. A structure that was burned to absolute powder. Nothing left. And right next to it, a palm tree. If you've ever experienced a wildfire, you know that If you're a half mile away, you can feel the heat. It's intense, even further, actually. But you can really feel the heat about a half mile away. A quarter mile away, you feel like you're in the, you feel like you're in the fire. So how does a palm tree survive right next to a structure that's been reduced to complete ash and dust? How does that happen? That's unusual. So folks were noticing that, but is there more going on here? And I would suggest that there is. There's been something going on for quite some time. There's been a military strategy in place. Dane Wigington, who produced the documentary, The Dimming, the climate engineering documentary, put out a video last year this time. Larry sent it to me over the weekend, I believe. It's titled Wildfires as a Weapon, as a military weapon. Wildfires as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed. Dane Wigington's YouTube channel, published August 11, 2022. And did you know that there was a formerly classified U.S. military document titled Forest Fire as a Military Weapon, published in 1970? Did you know that? So let's give that a little listen, shall we? Can we do that, please?
Truly shocking. Forest fire is a military weapon. Final report, June 1970. Yet more insanity from the military-industrial complex. This formerly classified U.S. military report provides in-depth detail on the methods the military uses to prepare vast swaths of forests for extremely intense wildfire incinerations. The United States Forest Service provided much of the data for the U.S. military. Question, is that really the job description for the Forest Service, to instruct the U.S. military on how to, quote, set the stage for maximum intensity wildfire incinerations by months-long atmospheric spraying of desiccants and defoliants? Are U.S. citizens and populations around the world now in the same category as the Viet Cong were during the U.S. invasion of Vietnam? GeoengineeringWatch.org has desperately tried to sound the alarm on this exact scenario for a decade and a half. Even more disturbing about this report is the fact that it includes specific data that outlines the best engineered wildfire incineration timing for various regions in the U.S. and other nations that are thought to be U.S. allies. One of the regions in the U.S. that is specifically covered in this report is Mount Shasta, California, my backyard. Top fire agency officials have repeatedly acknowledged the now unprecedented behavior of wildfires.
Every year is worse than the last. Why? All official sources refuse to or are unable to offer any valid explanation for the increasingly catastrophic fires and fire behavior. Why not?
Every single person that I've talked to so far has made the mention that I don't know why it's doing what it's doing. It's burning differently. It's burning more aggressive than it has in years past. And I know we say that every year, but it's unprecedented. It's burning in every direction all at the same time.
Other cities and regions that are rated for their incineration potential in this report include Washington, D.C., Florida, New Mexico, New York, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, Minnesota, and in the formerly golden state of California, Los Angeles, Mount Wilson, Blue Canyon, and, as mentioned a moment ago, in my neck of the woods, Mount Shasta, California. Other countries rated for their incineration potential include Greece, Turkey, France, Spain, all of which are countries that have recently been hit with catastrophic wildfires. Just a coincidence? You decide. The United States military machine has always treated the environment with unimaginable contempt. What's business as usual for the military-industrial complex? Blowing up pristine tropical islands to test nuclear bombs, detonating nuclear bombs in the atmosphere, on civilian cities, using radioactive depleted uranium munitions all over the Middle East, in the Balkans, toxic water supplies on military bases for our own troops to consume, highly toxic burn pits next to military bases, which contaminated countless military personnel and civilian populations. The list goes on and on and on. For the record, the U.S. military is the largest single-source polluter on the planet. Not an opinion, a statistical fact. Would the U.S. military use weather as a weapon? Short answer, yes. But would the U.S. military participate in the toxic spraying of forest lands in our own country in order to set the stage for extreme wildfire incinerations? Why would they, many ask? Let's start with this. The U.S. military has for decades stated on the record that the rapidly heating climate poses the greatest U.S. national security threat of all. Now consider this puzzle piece. Are U.S. military climate intervention operations being used to facilitate catastrophic forest incinerations in the insane attempt to provide temporary and highly toxic surface cooling? By attempting to mimic the temporary cooling effect of large volcanic eruptions, which the latest science data confirms can only destroy what's left of the climate system. The excess atmospheric particles actually trap more overall heat than they deflect, along with completely derailing the hydrological cycle and destroying the ozone layer, all of which rapidly worsens the overall heating of our dying planet. In fact, this exact scenario is the primary stated goal of so-called solar radiation management operations, blocking out the sun with jet aircraft sprayed atmospheric particles to provide temporary, again, though highly toxic, surface cool downs on planet Earth at the cost of an even worse overall warming. The military-industrial complex has long since considered utilizing nuclear bombs to fill the atmosphere with particles that provide temporary and toxic cooling. Any that believe the same controllers wouldn't utilize extreme forest fires to accomplish the same objective need to think again. From the perspective of the climate engineers, filling the atmosphere with wildfire smoke does, in fact, accomplish the same objective. Connect the puzzle pieces while I cover some excerpts from this extensive, formerly classified U.S. military report, again titled Forest Fire as a Military Weapon. In 1965, the Joint Chiefs of Staff requested that the Secretary of Defense initiate research to determine the feasibility of measuring the flammability characteristics of forests and jungle growth, modifying flammability so that vegetation would readily support combustion, and developing measures to destroy large areas of forest by fire. Forest flammability can be greatly increased by killing all shrub vegetation, selecting optimal weather conditions for burning and igniting fires in pre-selected patterns. Page 3. The program was concerned with basic flammability problems of the major vegetation types of the world, i.e., they wanted to know how to incinerate any forest, anywhere, at any time. Page 6. The effect of heat kill on opening up the forest canopy for aerial observation is practically identical to that achieved by spraying the forest with defoliant chemicals. The leaves fall off, given time, but the twigs and limbs remain. Page 8. Under exceptional circumstances, forest fires may develop into the phenomenon known as a firestorm. This combination results in the development of strong surface winds which act to fan the fire and increase its burning rate. The increased burn rate causes more rapid air entrainment with a consequent further increase in wind speed, which increases burning rate still faster, which increases, etc., until all available fuel has been burned. Wind velocities exceeding 100 miles an hour are often attained during peak firestorm development. Firestorms have now all too often become the norm. I wonder why. Again, achieving such conditions is the actual objective of these military operations. Page 11. A technique for successful forest burning must involve feasible procedures for developing adequate fuels, for bringing the fuels to proper moisture content, and for burning under satisfactory weather conditions. To serve as fuel, all living vegetation on the ground level must be killed by a desiccation treatment. The moisture content of this material must be reduced to a low level, i.e. to a point where the heat produced by combustion and transferred to new fuels will exceed the heat absorbed by water remaining in the fuel. Question: is it just an amazing coincidence that forest fuel moistures are now commonly at record low levels in countless regions all over the world that are incinerating from wildfires of record intensity? Page 13. Since all forest fires must be started as ground fires, 25% moisture in ground litter is an absolute upper limit for incendiary operations of military value. Page 20. In most situations, burning of shrub types is not successful unless the amount of dead material has been increased by killing and desiccating the plants. Again, for the record, climate engineering elements are desiccants, starting with aluminum, which also kills soils, root systems, and thus forests. Page 22. When the litter and underbrush have dried sufficiently to burn well, which usually takes at least 6 to 8 weeks of drought, all conifers will crown easily and burn extremely hot. Because of their heavier fuel weights, firestorms are more common in conifers other than pine than any other fuel type. Page 26. The achievement of a crown fire or a firestorm in any hardwood forest requires external measures which will lower the moisture content of the crown foliage and branches and or increase the amount of dead surface fuels that can transfer heat into the tree crowns. Translation. Much preparation and planning is needed to produce extremely hot crown fires, aka firestorms. Total insanity. The weathermakers control the spigot, drought, or deluge at their discretion. Page 40. Vertical distribution. Given an adequate amount of available fuel, the vertical distribution of particles has the greatest influence on fire spread through a fuel bed. Page 49. Whenever possible, incendiary operations should be limited to days when cloud cover is 3/8 or less. Page 50. The planner should look for stable periods of clear, dry weather, and these are usually associated with high pressures and light surface winds. Think ionosphere heater-induced high-pressure heat domes. Think HAARP in Alaska and other facilities like it all over the world. Page 52. Desiccation techniques. The desiccation process, converting live green vegetation into dead, dry fuel, benefits burning in several ways. The desiccation process is especially slow. If the stems remain attached to a living root system, the entire process requiring 6 to 12 months. This report statement makes clear forests are put through a, quote, process that may take a year or more before the engineered incineration is commenced. Page 54, stem treatment. This method involves killing larger trees for burning by injecting herbicide into the stem or by girdling the stem. Additional treatment of understory vegetation is needed to prepare a forest for burning. The purpose of stem treatment is to kill both the tree trunk and crown and allow adequate time for drying ahead of burning. This method will add fuel on the ground eventually after tree chops have broken off or entire trees have fallen. This requires 1 or 2 years in drier climates. For a decade and a half, geoengineeringwatch.org has warned that the climate engineering atmospheric spraying was setting the stage for unprecedented wildfires. In dense forests, the primary problem is that aerial sprays are trapped in the upper tree crowns and never reach the ground. Spray effectiveness remains about the same over a range of low canopy densities, but drops sharply under higher canopy densities. Page 56. Desiccants suitable for aerial application are of two kinds. Systemic herbicides, which enter the plant, move through the vascular system, and kill tissue away from the point of contact. Two, contact herbicides, which kill only the living tissue that is directly contacted. Leaves remain attached for months on evergreen vegetation under climates with long dry seasons. Sound familiar? After specific fall rains, geoengineeringwatch.org has monitored dead, dry leaves hanging on deciduous trees, often for months. This is not nature. It is exactly what this forest fires as a weapon report outlines. Page 65. In addition to treating live vegetation with desiccant chemicals and timing incendiary operations to take every possible advantage of the weather, forest fires can be made to spread more rapidly and burn more intensely by igniting many small fires in a predetermined pattern. Page 67. How can we achieve the maximum burning rate over any given area? Or, to put it another way, how can we get the maximum amount of fuel burning at one time? Page 71. Incendiary devices. The proper spacing of incendiary sets is much more critical to the success of forest burning operations than is the type of device used to produce ignition. Ignition of forest...
We'll continue the video when we come back. Stick around, more right after the break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names, shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
So what's going on with the fires? Is it possible that the fires, the record fire season that we've had every year for going on, you know, nigh on a decade now, is it possible that every record fire season, maybe there's more going on there than meets the eye? If you look at IncyWeb, the government maintained website for the fires, that changed. It's actually... now it's ncweb.wildfire.gov. Go look at the Western United States. You might be surprised. The entire Western United States is on fire. The Rockies are on fire. Everywhere that people are trying to migrate to is on fire. Texas is on fire. New Mexico's on fire. Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, California, obviously, all over California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, the Rockies, you know, the Y-to-Y corridor, Yellowstone to Yukon. Remember that? Remember the initiative that wants to lock down 600,000 square miles from Yellowstone up into the Yukon so that people aren't there? Why would someone do this? Well, we'll talk about that after the video's over. For now, let's finish the video that we're listening to. And let me just recommend, if you haven't, you should watch it. You can go to Dane Wigington's site, geoengineeringwatch.org, and find this post from last year. It's titled "Wildfires as a Weapon: U.S. Military Exposed," and the video is of the same title on YouTube. So a little bit more of this. Probably have to play a little bit more. Well, maybe I'll just keep talking. We'll finish it in the next segment. Let's do that so that it's nice and tidy. But so you're listening, before we went to break, you were listening to him read from the document, which is titled "Forest Fires a Military Weapon," published back in 1970. And let me just say a couple of things. First of all, do you remember that Roundup? And I was kind of surprised that I didn't hear him mention this. Do you remember that Roundup has been used in massive quantities across the entire United States, particularly for, you know, farming application, for the last 30 years as a crop desiccant? Did you know that? And that's a government-mandated deal. Do you recall how many times I've commented about how many trees are dead with tops broken off next to farmland tributaries? How does a tree that's right beside a creek or a stream or whatever, how does it look like it dried out and died? How does that happen? Maybe, you know, we hear certain things, you know, people say, oh no, that doesn't happen with Roundup. Really? How do you know? Have you done the research? Do you have some source of research that we can trust that's reliable? Because I know we've been told a lot of things about Roundup that are not true. You know what? The criminals told me they didn't do anything wrong, so it's fine. It's safe. We're good. You're good. Go ahead. I've been noticing more and more precisely what is described, what Dane Wigington described in the document and the excerpt that he's reading. So the question is, why would somebody do this? Why would a secret cabal do such an insane thing? And the last thing I'll say before we head into a break and then come back and play the rest of it is, in all of this, I always think of Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. And the nations were enraged, and your wrath, capital Y, God's wrath, came. And the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. And so that's what I always think of when I see these things. So why would a secret cabal, not so secret, why would they do such an insane thing? I think there are very clear reasons. You know, one of the best reasons is because they can. And they think if they can do this, then why couldn't they, you know, we'll engineer this problem and then we'll fix it later. That's how insane. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
It's not.
So we are talking about the fires and how everything's on fire in the West right now. And I've been talking more and more about this throughout the years. You know, it's interesting when you look at the actual incidents. I wonder if I just click on some. I haven't even looked, but remember, oh gosh, it's been years. I want to say going on 10 years, at least 5 years ago. There was one year I looked at the source of, I don't know, a couple dozen fires or so. And we could see very quickly on, you know, like the INSEE website, for example, what the source of the fire was. Used to be really easy to see. It's not so easy anymore. I wonder why that is. That's strange. Incident table view. If I just pick a fire, it's also interesting to note that all of the fires are not listed on the INSEE web map. There are a number of fires around the Spokane, Washington area, for example, that are not listed. Gray fire, wildfire, 10,000 acres, 10% contained. Unit information, highlighted media, incident overview. First reported at 12:27 on Friday, August 18th, the fire started near Gray Road, west of Medical Lake, and quickly spread by wind to the east. Shifting winds pushed the fire to the southwest, burning along and spotting across I-90. Crews from around the region have continued to arrive in the area, focusing on structure protection and securing line. But you used to see, let me see, it's probably in here somewhere. Cause under investigation. So remember, you know, there was one year, I forget which year it was, 2017 maybe, 2018, where we kept hearing that there were fires, particularly the one in Oregon, forget which one it was, that was, you know, these were all started by people. And you go to the incident information and you see that it was, you know, under investigation, cause unknown, and many of them were lightning. And I said, isn't it strange that there are these areas that are very dry, you know, dry summer, and then all of a sudden, you know, you go compare the weather history data with the fire incident information. You see the fires caused by lightning, but there was no shower storm in the area. So it was an electrical storm. But we don't hear about that. Do we hear about electrical storms these days? So that's strange. I don't know how many of these fires this year are that, but that always struck me as curious. I'll get into this stuff more. First, we should finish the video. So let me just do this real fast. Oops. So let's get back to the video. Again, you can find this. This is Dane Wigington's video. The post is on his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. The post is titled "Wildfires as a Weapon, U.S. Military Exposed." The video, YouTube video that we're listening to, is the same title. And he's actually reading excerpts from the declassified U.S. military document published in 1970 titled "Forest Fire as a Military Weapon." So can we finish that, please?
Litter is most readily accomplished by small cluster-type incendiary weapons designed for direct flame contact with the fuel. page 73. Chemical defoliation of overstory trees and shrubs is the only logistically feasible method of augmenting the surface fuel supply. Defoliation missions should be flown at least 4 months in advance of the incendiary missions. Weather is crucial for success in forest burning. Incendiary operations must be preceded by at least a week of dry weather, and cloud cover should be 3/8 or less with relative humidity below 50% in the target area at the time of ignition. Maximum fire intensity is achieved by spacing ignition so that adjacent fires begin to interact with each other at the exact time that each fire has reached its maximum normal intensity. Proper use of this area of ignition technique can greatly increase the effectiveness of forest fire as a military weapon. All of this has been and is occurring, not just in some far-off land, which is horrifying enough, but also in our own country. The U.S. military document covered in this report, which includes references to numerous potential target regions within the U.S., is beyond shocking and alarming. For over a decade and a half, geoengineeringwatch.org has monitored and reported on the constant climate engineering assault on our forests, on us, and everything else in the web of life, an assault that has been ongoing for over 75 years, but which continues to be officially denied, not just by official sources, but by a so far willfully blind public, in spite of the fact that climate engineering operations are shockingly visible in our skies, with the consequences of the climate intervention operations already being far past catastrophic. Climate engineering is weather warfare. What we collectively face is a fight for life, nothing less. We can debate on the agendas and objectives of the global controllers, but the fact that climate engineering operations are being used to completely disrupt historical climate and weather patterns, causing unprecedented drought and wildfires in many regions, while others are drowned in biblical-scale deluge, is beyond dispute. Satellite images conclusively confirm the almost inconceivably massive geoengineering operations being conducted all over the world. Extremely extensive science data and testing analysis further confirms the weather warfare reality. Climate engineering desiccant particles, which are also incendiary materials, are absolutely present in our air column in staggeringly toxic amounts. Nanoparticle elements of aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymers, and even graphene. Further consequences of climate intervention operations include the total decimation of the ozone layer, which is by itself an extremely near-term existential threat. What will it take for the truth to be acknowledged by the so-called science community, official sources, and the public? Will the moment of recognition be when we hit the wall of total planetary life support system collapse? Those in power are not gods, and we are not helpless. All of us are needed in this desperate battle to defend what is yet left of the planet's life support systems, on which all of our lives and our children's completely depend. The first and most critical leap in the right direction that we can make is to achieve a critical mass of awareness in the population, not just an awareness of bad things happening or that governments and militaries are criminally corrupt, but an awareness of the fact that what we face is a right here, right now fight for life. A malignant cancer of the criminally insane is completely in control. They must be exposed and brought to justice legally and morally, or very soon there will be nothing left to salvage. Sharing credible data from a credible source is key. Geoengineeringwatch.org will continue to strive to be such a source. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to get specific details on how you can help to move this fight forward. Sharing the link for the groundbreaking climate engineering documentary titled The Dimming is essential. We, all of us, each of us, must make every day count in this most critical effort to turn the tide. Please, make your voice heard while it can still make a difference. This is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.
There you go. So I guess we could just leave it there. I mean, so what is happening? Let me talk a little bit more about this, my thoughts. Let me just put all of these together again so that it's all in one segment. I said, whenever I see this kind of stuff, people saying, you know, people actually engineering a problem, telling you about the problem, like, ahead of their engineering, this is being engineered. the climate crisis, so-called, is being engineered. Well, who would do that? I think we'll play a little bit of Dane Wigington's appearance on Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s podcast. And Dane Wigington posted it on his YouTube channel. It's titled U.S. Presidential Candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dane Wigington, Is Climate Engineering Real? And they get into this a little bit. That's pretty fantastic. It's about an hour long, and maybe we'll play a little bit of that. But, you know, Bobby Kennedy Jr. basically sets the stage and turns Dane Wigington loose. And as he does, you know, he presents the facts and says, you know, you decide, basically. So why would psychopaths do such a thing? I think that video really addresses some of those concerns. I think it's, you know, I think that video is probably a good entry point for people, you know, chemtrails and stuff. That's where Bobby Kennedy Jr. starts, actually. What's the deal with the, you know, the chemtrail stuff? Is that a real thing? Are people just kooky and conspiratorial? And Dane Wigington unpacks that. Anyway, maybe we'll get into that. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that in the second hour. So I said, whenever I see this stuff, people doing insane things for insane ends, that's what John Lennon said. And I think the world is being run by insane people for insane ends. And he said, I'm likely to be locked up for saying that. That's what's really insane. Why would they do this? I always think of Revelation 11:18. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. And the nations were enraged. This is like Psalm 2 territory. The nations were enraged. Or Revelation 17, 18 kind of territory. Definitely Psalm 2. The nations were enraged, and your wrath, God's wrath, came. And the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. What the heck is that all about? Destroy those who destroy the earth. And, you know, if you look around, you'll find an increasing number of articles and videos talking about, hey, you know what, maybe we're not as fancy as we think we are. Spencer Smith just put out his fourth installment of the Third Adam documentary series, Third Adam 4. He talks about some of the technological aspects, you know, the push these days by folks like CERN to go from the physical to the subphysical to the metaphysical world and use, you know, techniques to control this stuff. And he you know, talks about how it seems that, and there is, you know, the biblical example, or maybe more than one. The examples of things that confirm what Spencer Smith is talking about. You know, in the Bible, for example, there's a story in Exodus 7 about, you know, Aaron's staff becomes a snake. And that's a miracle. And then Pharaoh's diviners, basically, his magicians copycat this thing. And that would be, you know, that's the example that Spencer Smith mentions as, you know, the Egyptians controlling the metaphysical as a means of controlling the physical. So you'll find increasingly that now we're hearing, you know, people are writing things and making videos that maybe we're not as fancy as we think we are. And maybe this kind of stuff's been around for a long time. One of the things that people are talking about is the pyramids being used for energy. And there are comments about Ben Carson's remarks back in 1998 about the fact that maybe the pyramids were used, maybe some of the pyramids were used in the fashion that we read about in the story of Joseph to store grain for more than a decade. So there are interesting stories. Anyway, we'll finish this thought when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break. Over their
heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right, so the point of the story from Exodus chapter 7, you know, Aaron's staff, he throws it down, turns into a snake, and then Pharaoh's magicians do the same. And, you know, evidence of metaphysical manipulation to counterfeit a miracle. You know, maybe there's more going on here than meets the eye or that we've been led to believe. And maybe all this fancy new technology isn't so new. Speaking of Spencer Smith and Third Adam 4, another thing that he talks about is Tesla and Tesla technology. And he reminds us, surprise, Tesla was an occultist, among other things. So that's a fun fact that's usually left out of the historical narrative conveniently. Isn't it funny how for, you know, almost 100 years we didn't hear about Tesla, even though all of this technology is based on his discoveries and his patents and his inventions. This broadcast right now is essentially using Tesla technology in a variety of ways, but we don't hear about that until the appointed time. Anyway, maybe all of this fancy new technology isn't so new. And when John Brennan says it's really inexpensive to terraform the Earth, you know, stratospheric aerosol injection, it only costs about $10 billion a year to spray the whole planet. It's super cheap. Maybe it's not as fancy and new as we think. So why would a secret cabal, or not so secret, do such an insane thing? Here are a few points as we go out of the first hour. Remember biology class in middle school? You know, we know that these people are all about opportunities of crisis. So in biology school, we heard plants, you know, plant food is carbon dioxide, people food is oxygen. So by killing off massive swaths of forest lands, this actually is engineering the kind of carbon dioxide crisis about which we're being told, you know, and with which we're constantly inundated. There's an entry I'll give you perhaps in the second hour here coming up in a second. One entry, there are many. Creates an opportunity of crisis, like I said, by stimulating a reaction to the fires. Again, Exhibit A is probably this video will play in the second hour here in a second. Hawaii Senator question on the 80 sirens that didn't activate in Maui. Why didn't you guys do that? Senator Mazie Hirono was questioned, but what did she say at the end of that interview? That's what was particularly interesting. Creates an opportunity of crisis. We got to scare people to death. Oh my gosh, what's going on here? We have to respond to the climate crisis. Never mind how it was caused. We have to do something. Got a couple other points that I'll mention on the other side of this break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.